The treatment of juveniles at the Onondaga County Justice Center is about to change after a settlement that ends the routine practice of placing 16 and 17-year-olds in solitary confinement for weeks and even months at a time. WAER Scott Willis reports the agreement comes 9 months after a lawsuit was filed on behalf of the teens.
Legal Services of Central New York staff attorney Josh Cotter says they wanted to show that jail deputies shouldn't be treating juveniles the same as adults.
They don't differentiate between adults who have very different needs than 16 and 17-year-old kids. They didn't think they needed to. I think this lawsuit kind of shined a light on the real harm.
He says the teens were often sent to solitary confinement for minor offenses. They were kept in cells next to adults, some with mental illness, who threatened them through urine and feces and deprived them of sleep. Cotter says it's been proven this has a profound effect on teens whose brains are still developing. Some went into depression and contemplated suicide. Now, he says, solitary will be a last resort.
This settlement puts it down to the minimal amount of time necessary for that kid to just regain his composure and get back out. After, less restrictive means are already used. So they're going to try to counsel the kid, say, what are you doing? Maybe tell them to stop first. Before, it was, you misbehave, you're going into solitary confinement for at least a day, more often months and weeks.
Cotter says the jail will also use positive reinforcement and reward good behavior.
It'll really be encouraging them to, you know, behave well instead of throwing them in a cell, and then that really didn't benefit them at all, because throwing in a cell just makes them act up more. They get more agitated, and all the studies that have shown that solitary confinement just makes behaviors worse.
He says deputies who work with juveniles will undergo specific training, especially to address behaviors exhibited by those with special education or mental health needs. The settlement also requires that teens be given the chance to earn Regents credits or work toward their GED. Cotter says perhaps just as critical is discharge planning for juveniles heading back to school, 90% of whom attend Syracuse City schools.
So now they'll be re-enrolled while they're in the Justice Center. So the first day they're back out, they can step foot in a Syracuse City school and get their education if they want to, which was a big step because before it would take weeks, if not months, and if ever, and you put enough hurdles in front of a kid and eventually he's just going to give up and say this is too hard.
Cotter says it's all in an effort to try and close the so-called school-to-prison pipeline. He acknowledges that many teens land in jail because they're stuck in a cycle.
These kids should be getting supports a lot sooner than when they're locked up in the Justice Center and getting thrown into solitary confinement. And I hope this lawsuit maybe shines a light on that, as maybe we should try and stop these kids from ever getting to the Justice Center and getting them the interventions they need.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.